At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97 on a ticket. Doug, stop talking about last year. Last year, Green Bay didn't have Micah Parsons. The Lions should be calling Za'Darius or Thibodeau or anyone that can help improve us. Okay, I mean, they could, and I suspect that they will add at some point. Why haven't they done it yet? Well, I'll tell you what Brad Holmes said. The reason they haven't done it yet is flexibility. He likes the flexibility. He isn't committing to anything yet. That's all. When he was asked about it yesterday, about how come they haven't filled that last spot, and he said, I like flexibility. So that's it. I mean, if you want him to do something now, and he has to do it now, and if he doesn't do it now, they're screwed, then I guess you believe they're screwed. I thought it was an interesting answer. You know, what are they thinking about doing or hoping that they can do? We'll find out over time, but you know, when it was brought up yesterday, Brad said, I like the flexibility. And I don't know what last year has to do with it. I don't know what I must have said something about last year that bothered this person. Sorry. Don't know what it was.
Was it when you said you were a whiny bitch last year?
Well, that was specific to Jordan Love. Okay. And I mean, even you kind of told me I was getting a little annoying with my Jordan Love paranoia. I remember you calling me out on the air. Because I was so convinced. I'm like, and you know what it was? What rattled me was that Thanksgiving game when Jordan Love sliced apart the Lions.
First play of the game. Dude. Wasn't it like 43 yards to Christian Watson? Yeah,
it was, oh no. Look, we often give the listeners crap for overreacting. I overreacted to that one game.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to say I don't think he has a chance to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. Yeah. I saw that game and the blood rushed out of my head.
You've chilled out a little bit.
I've chilled out. Yes. I've chilled out on that. So anyway, we'll see what it leads to. But a game looming a week from Sunday,
It just got so big.
It got so big. It got so big.
It's, like I said earlier in the show, and Ken kind of reinforced it later on, I am... Like, best time to face Micah Parsons is the first week of the season. I mean, the Packers were good to begin with. They're better with Micah Parsons. He's going to make them better. But it's going to take a few weeks before he's Micah Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it happens 8 days from now or 9 days from now. I think it's going to take a few weeks. Yeah, it's no training camp.
So do you think the Dallas fan trading away Luka Doncic and Micah Parsons in about a six-month span... Do you think they're going, it's cool, we got Cooper Flagg? Or do you think they're like, what the hell did we just do?
I think that they're probably not thrilled. But at the same point, with the football team, I said earlier, you know, the way Jerry handled it, do you think Dallas, I wonder what Dallas fans feel about Jerry Jones. Outside of Dallas, I think we all think he's a little cray-cray.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that have said about him, at least they love that he goes for it all the time, right? He's willing to take those chances, and he's taking a lot of risks. This one was, apparently, he was pissed because after he had a handshake agreement, that then Micah Parsons' agent shows up and says, no, you didn't negotiate that through me. No deal. And that pissed him off because he had a handshake deal. And that's, you know, Jerry's old school. And when you violate that, then Jerry's like, well, screw this. I'm done. I'm moving on. To the point where even Micah Parsons reportedly came back and said, well, hang on. And Jerry, wait. Let's go. No, you're dead to me. And he's gone. So it's I would be curious what Dallas fans do think about Jerry Jones at this point. I'm sure that the majority of them right now are pissed because you got rid of one of the best players in football and you got a couple of first round picks out of it, but they're going to be late first round picks. You got a Pro Bowl caliber defensive tackle, you know, but does that make you any better right now? I don't think they've been thrilled the last couple of years with how things have been going on there. It's a bit of a mismatch out there.
I'll tell you exactly what you're thinking it through like the head of, you know, Gator, adult Gator. Think of it if you're a 15-year-old Gator. Like the 15-year-old, 16-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old fan in Dallas right now, the last 6 months have been hell. They just traded away two 26-year-old superstars in their prime out of your city, out of your team, out of your organization. 15-year-old Kang would have been like, the world's ending. This is the worst time ever. And yeah, they got Cooper Flagg. Luckily, they got Cooper Flagg to help ease some of that pain. But like I said, Luka, 26-year-olds. Micah Parsons, 26-year-old. Gone. I bet you kids have jerseys. How many jerseys did they sell, right? Of those just two guys alone. I don't think Kenny Clark jersey is going to be flying off the shelves anytime soon.
248-539-9797. They should be. We go to Jay in Dearborn. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. I was telling your screener. So I see it like, do you guys remember like a few years ago, maybe 6-7 years ago when Khalil Mack got traded out of Oakland and he went to the Bears and his first game he had like three sacks, another sack with a fumble recovery and an interception. Do you remember that game, coming out game?
Yes. Was it a Monday night game maybe?
I think so, and that's what Parsons is going to do. That guy doesn't need anything. He's like that house, your dream house. It's ready to go. Just everything's ready. It's perfect. That's what Parsons is, a missile, man, and he's going to come hard. That's horrible for us. Horrible.
Well, as long as the Lions win the game, I don't care what a stat line looks like.
I don't think they will. I don't think they will.
Well, maybe they won't, and we discussed it's going to lead to absolute sheer panic in Detroit. But I'm gonna say I think the Lions have a chance. I think the Lions still have a chance. I think they'd be able to run the ball against that defensive front. I'm intrigued if the Packers secondary will be able to handle Lions wide receivers, and the Lions still have a good offensive line. We'll find out if it's significantly they've taken a step back because of the two veterans are gone, but we'll see.
Let me ask you guys this, and then I'll go. Who do you have getting the better? Who do you have having the better game, Hutch or Parsons?
No clue. I think they both have a chance to have impacts on any games they play.
That's where I feel much better. Is I think it's going to be Hutch's coming out party too. So
he'll be excited to be back. That's for sure. Thank you for the phone call. Look. They're both great players, right? So who has a better game? I'll tell you who has a better game. Whoever's team wins.
That's
who has
a
better game.
There you go.
Are you ready to pick some games?
Yeah.
Boy, let's try that again. You ready to pick some games?
Hell yeah!
There you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.